Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shamari, and today's little guy is brought to you by dun, 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 Kenny on Twitter. He's hooked it up with three good ones. This is one of the three, so he has two more that we'll get to eventually. And then Sundays is another one from Twitter. Million Dollar Baby picked that one. So I'm super stoked. Twitter's been popping off. I love Twitter. And yeah, okay, so before we do this one, this is one of those ones where you're gonna be like, what the fuck? Almost the whole time, which is fine because I did it. Like when he told me, he's like, oh, I found this one on Google. I was like, shit, there's probably like half truths to it. No, it's legit. It happened. And for some reason, I guess they say, at least in all the things I could find, that there was no mental problems. And I don't see how there wasn't. Professionally, if I did this crime and they said I was not legally insane or that there was no mental problems, I'd be making some shit up quick, fast, and in a jiff. Because this shit just ain't right. Okay. Anywho. So, January 2016, according to law enforcement, they say that they get called to the home of Kevin Havlow. And Kevin lives with his mama, his sister, and his grandma. Okay? So the officers get called to the home of this unemployed, but yet graduated from Oxford High School, 23-year-old grown ass man. They get called to this house. Before they get called to this house, Kevin and an unknown person was out in his mom's car, because he don't even have a car. We're out in his mom's car smoking some pot. They get done smoking said pot. Then the friend is like, I'm assuming we have to ask for a sleepover. Kevin says, yes. He goes and he asks his mama, he says, can I have said friend stay the night with me and we will continue to smoke the marijuana? His mama said, no, you're a grown ass man. I said, no smoking pot in my house. Your friend can't stay the night. He probably ain't done no chores. He's probably just a fucking lounging around. So mom says no. Okay. He gets angry at his mom and his grandma because he says that they are preventing him from having a normal social life, which includes having a regular girlfriend and smoking pot in the house. That's a no-no. So he can't smoke pot in the house. Makes him super mad. I'm gonna tell you guys one thing I did before this gets crazy, because it's about to get crazy, so I'll make you laugh first. I was smoking pot outside my mom's house once, because she had the same rule, you know? Like any legit parent. Anywho, so I was like smoking it in the house, because I'm a child at this point and I don't listen and everybody can fuck off. Anywho, and she's like, well, it smells like there's pot, right? She's like, I think I smell the marijuana. And I'm like, well, that's crazy, because I was smoking outside, but I was by the back door. That shit must have followed me in. Legitly, that's what I told her. That the pot followed me in the house. It worked, I think. I don't know. It sounded legit to me at the time, and I didn't really get in trouble, so I'm assuming it was fine. Anywho, so at 1 a.m., he comes back in the house. We get into this altercation. They say then, this is where it gets crazy, he drags his mom to the ground and sexually assaults her. Yes, he did. That is what I said. Because he can't smoke pot or have sleepovers, so he sexually assaults his mom. She breaks free. They struggle. Breaks free. The sister, who was at home at the time, calls 911. When he's done doing that to the mom, he goes sexually assaults his 81-year-old grandmother. Elaine Walters, I believe is her name. And he grabs a couple kitchen knives with him too, and he stabs his grandma over 20 times in her stomach, her chest, and her head. When the Pennsylvania State Police arrived at the home, the sister was the one who let them into the house. They found Kevin's crazy ass in the kitchen, buck naked. Butt naked. And he was charged with first-degree murder, an attempted rape, and other offenses. Which I don't know why they say attempted, because every article you read, they say he actually did do it. Like, he actually, like, you know, did it. Ugh. And grandma died at home from those injuries. So, they do discover, though, that in December of 2015, so, like, just a couple of months before this, he voluntarily was committed to the Brady Wine Hospital for threatening to harm himself. So, I don't know, but this is a quote from the Pennsylvania State Police lieutenant. He said that they are grateful that they quickly responded and stopped him in his actions before anybody else was harmed, injured, or killed. And according to the court records, Kevin pled guilty to third-degree murder, and he was ordered to do 20 to 40 years in prison on that one. And then he got 10 to 20 on his rape charges. So altogether, he is to do 30 to 60 years in prison, give or take. Like I said, Kenny picked that one from Twitter. Blew my mind. Blew my mind. Like, are you for real right now that you are 23 years old, you don't have a job, you don't even have a vehicle, you probably don't even got your own weed, and you're gonna get mad at your mom because she says you can't smoke pot with your unemployed ass in her house? And that's what you do? That's the tantrum you throw? You sexually assault them? I mean, you think you'd slap your mama before you sexually assaulted her? For hell's sakes. That's your mom's. Ugh. Imagine the cops that got that call and they're like, what? Excuse me, ma'am, what? His mom? Your grandma? Blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. 81 years old at the time. 81. 81! And your grandson does you dirty like that. All over some stupid shit. I mean, there's probably more. There's probably more shit talking. I mean, he can't get a social life, he claims. So, I mean, there's probably more, like, rules and whatever to his life. They don't actually go into, like, what the home life was. But, like, or get a regular girlfriend. Is that really your mom's fault that you can't get a girlfriend? I'm just saying. 23 years old, you're grown. You can go get a girlfriend, little boy. Go get a girlfriend. But I don't know. When I read this shit, it blew me away. And I couldn't even contain myself. Because I was like, wait. You don't do that. And then I kept looking for, like, he was diagnosed with, bam, something. Insert disease. Insert diagnoses. Never once saw that anywhere. And I went through the reader boards and everything. And the only thing everybody kept saying was, he did what? Why? That's all. There was never anything that, like, Oh, I think I read one post that said like he had depression, but like I have depression. You know what I mean? Never once has that ever crossed my mind. And then I read another one that made me laugh hysterically because they were like, "You don't know what marijuana makes you do." Been smoking pot a long time, and never once in my entire being of almost 30 years have I ever smoked pot, been told no, and been like, I will sexually assault you if you don't change that no to a yes now. Never once. So that was not the case either. There obviously, I'm gonna go with it and say there obviously was something wrong because that is not normal behavior, but they never said what it was. So he has some time to think about it, and hopefully his mom and his sister are okay, because that's just fucking nuts to live through. Absolutely nuts. I don't even. Literally. Dude, the shit people do blows my mind. Someone asked me the other day, they're like, "Oh, I don't think you'll be able to do true crime for like ever." Are you kidding me? When people do shit like this, true crime will never die. Ever. Because people don't think. God bless it. It's just horrible. Absolutely horrible. Hopefully, he's getting the help he needs in the prison system down there in Pennsylvania. So, hopefully, he's getting help. Hopefully. That's all we can hope for because I don't even know. I mean, and if it was because he was high on marijuana, you think when he like took a nap and ate, he woke up and he was like, "What the fuck?" Because that's what I think. If that's what happened, like he was arrested, went to jail, took a nap, woke up, and said, "What in the hell just happened?" Kill your grandma, dude. Like, that's just insane in the membrane. You kill your grandma and sexually assault your mom and your grandma. Like, all over fucking, according to this at least, according to all the things I've read, all over your friend not being able to stay smoking pot in the house. Out of your fucking mind. Guys, tell me what you think about this one. This one's crazy. I want to know what y'all think about this one. Blows my mind. So, like I said, I'm recording this on Saturday, but it's for Tuesday. So, you guys will have Sundays before then. Oh, fun times. I'm like, you guys, I'm getting so organized at this that, like, I don't even usually tell y'all, but, like, I'm recording ahead of time. I have more time. Everything's just amazing right now. Amazing. So, let's keep it going this way, because, like I said, I'm just enjoying the hell out of all of it. So hit me up on Twitter, where obviously it's popping off lately at It Is What It Is 208, because that's where I'm from, or on Facebook at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. Or now I have my own www at YouTube at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. And on Instagram, It Is What It Is pod 19. That is all together. No spaces, no nothing. And I post the pictures and stuff from cases on all that lovely thing. So whatever platform you want is fine. And then do me a fave and go to iTunes and let's change up that rating a little bit on iTunes if you don't mind. And I love all of you and have a great week. And like I said, we'll come at you on Thursday with our new shows on Thursday, where I review things. Well, not things, I review the TV shows that are new, upcoming, or just on that I've watched. So, Thursdays is now True Crime TV Review Day equals Fun Day. All right, you guys have a great week. Bye.